Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The song Calling All Fathers is something that's really come from your heart because you're rallying dads. Give us the background of that song, and then we'd like to play it, but set it up for us.
Yeah, probably like a year and a half ago, just looking at our nation, but more, I think importantly, looking really at myself and looking in the mirror. And I've got four girls. I've got twins that are 13, and then a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, and just really knowing I was not, and a lot of times am not, measuring up as a leader, as a father, as a husband. So I wrote this song really to challenge myself, but also to challenge other dads, because I think there's a huge absence of the father in our culture, which is a huge reason why we're having so many problems that we are having, things that we're seeing right now. It's the lack of the presence of the father. And so I wrote this song really to challenge myself and to challenge other dads to go, hey, let's step up. Let's be who we're called to be.
Yeah.
You know, who we're destined to be. It's not something that we can't measure up to. It is something that we can measure up to, and that we can achieve, and it's our responsibility. And so that's why I wrote this song.
But Todd, how did we get to this point where dads have sort of checked out, or they're not as engaged as they should be? You know, what, in your estimation, what has happened?
I think there are a lot of things. I think a huge thing is we don't really know what we're supposed to be. I don't think we as men know how to be men anymore. And I think, you know, there's, in a lot of ways, we've been asked to be more like women, in a sense, you know, as far as just our responsibility, as far as being the protectors, as far as, you know, knowing the word of God, as far as really standing up for what we believe in, mm-hmm. and protecting our families, being men of our word. I think that's something I really, when I'm not a man of my word to my wife or to my kids, that affects everything, because if they can't trust me, then that affects everything. And I don't think we have to be people of our word. We can kind of get out of any situation. I think there's a lack of humility and our need for Jesus. And when there's pride, it leads to all sorts of things. I think a huge reason why we're seeing so many problems, and this can, when we talk about Dimitri's song, we can go into that, but as far as we're not carrying out the Great Commission,
mm-hmm.
and part of our natural spiritual existence is to carry out the Great Commission in sharing who Jesus is. And as we share who Jesus is, we're going to be persecuted. But that's also going to make us grow. But it's also going to strengthen us and strengthen our character. So I think there are so many different things that probably are beyond my knowledge, but I think those are several of the things, and we're seeing those effects.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.